At the state Democratic convention over the weekend, Democratic Party Chair Linda Honnold said keeping enough power to sustain Doyle vetoes is critical.
The leadership in the state Senate and Assembly are working overtime to make sure that we do just that.
But Honnold says Democrats aren't writing off winning back control of the Senate and Assembly. The GOP rules the Senate 18-15, but Senate Minority Leader John Erpenbach says he hopes to defeat at least three Republican incumbents.
Up in Menominee, Sheila Harsdorf doesn't deserve to be in the state Senate. We have a Senate race in the North Shore of Milwaukee. Alberta Darling does not belong in the state Senate. Right down the road, well, it's actually in Wanakee, but she does represent mostly Oshkosh. Carol Ressler does not belong in the state Senate.
In the Assembly, the Democrats' gap is much bigger to overcome, but Minority Leader Jim Cruiser suggests Democrats can run against the pro-big business policies of GOP Assembly Speaker John Gard.
He is the water boy for WMC, and we love to stop him.
When Republicans took control of the Assembly during the 1990s and periodically won the Senate, then-Governor Tommy Thompson often campaigned for GOP candidates. Democratic Governor Jim Doyle says he'll do what he can.
I'm going to be very active, and, you know, this is a very important message. Democrats have proven over the last 2 years that we're the party that actually is fiscally responsible.
But Republicans think Doyle isn't as politically strong as Thompson was. GOP Communications Director Chris Lotto says his party has an eye on gaining legislative seats.
There are a number of vulnerable seats out there in both houses on the Democrat side, and we're going to be, you know, full speed ahead this year.
The fundraising and campaigning for September legislative primaries have already begun. Chuck Wernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.